From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, who is facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border fleeing a violent military crackdown. They have made it out of Myanmar, but they're being blocked from entering Bangladesh by border guards who say the number of refugees is growing by the day. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Elaine Duke issued the directive Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. The department said the key concerns are ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. The U.S. says it will give the company an opportunity to address its concerns in writing. The company has repeatedly denied it would help Russia with any espionage efforts. Tuesday, the company founder took to Twitter to try to calm any fears. This is VOA.